Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some football this morning. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says he's frustrated and angry after seeing his side concede a late goal to draw 1-1 with West Ham United. Well, we don't have sleep because of that. Match kicked off at 10 p.m. United missing their chance to move level on points with fourth place Chelsea in the Premier League, and were also booed off at full time at Old Trafford. Amorim denies they're going backwards, but says they're not learning from their mistakes.
We are far from being in the perfect moment. We are really inconsistent. But if you look at the goal, 83 minutes, we have a long ball. We have everything under control. We need to do better.
Rugby news. So, Springbok lock Eben Etzebeth has received a 12-week suspension for the eye gouge against the flanker, Wales flanker Alex Mann. So the incident occurred in South Africa's dominant 73-0 victory against the Welsh in Cardiff last Saturday. So it was an entry point of mid-range, which was 18 weeks, and then they put a lot of things into consideration. So believe it or not, guys, Eben Etzebeth does not have a red card in 141 test matches for the Springboks. I've seen him in a lot of scuffles. So I was very, very surprised. Yeah. He also apologized. Okay. And one of the most important things was that he pleaded guilty.
Mm.
If you don't plead guilty, then they start like mid-range goes to like whatever, high range, and then you start at 24 months, and then we start thinking, can this man be competitive enough to play at the World Cup? So that is the news. Eben Etzebeth, he's been banned for 12 weeks and will be only back in action in March 2026. Golfing news, Christopher Rayton fired an opening round 9 under 63 to lead the Nedbank Golf Challenge in Sun City. He earned himself a 3-shot lead over England's Marcus Armitage, Frenchman Adrian Sadia, and Jesper Svensson of Sweden. Garrick Heghu and Sean Norris finished round 1 as the joint leading South Africans on 4 under par. Rayton says he's happy with his performance so far.
Very, very happy the way I played. Yeah, off the tee and towards the greens, I was happy. A couple of wedge shots that were really good, so that was nice to see, and rolling the putter well. So it was a great start, and I'm very, very pleased. I am playing better overall right now than I was when I played here previously, so hoping that counts for something.
And then it is day 2 between England and Australia at the Gabba. It is the second Ashes test. Remember, Australia won the first test in Perth. Mr. Darren Moller, reporter, is at the Gabba in Brisbane. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Guy. Here at the Gabba in Brisbane, Australia or England. Who's
England batted first, yes. So they've been
that's right.
Yeah,
it's early in the morning, you guys.